Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
Eat my butt, Era 4.
Jameson is on vacation in Italy. This isn't even a real episode, but we watched that little pre-cap thing on MTV, and we just got super excited for the season, so we wanted to do a little preview pod.
Just so you all know, if you haven't watched it, we highly recommend just going and watching it, because we weren't sure if it was even technically the first episode, and I guess it isn't, but it was entertaining to say the least. So obviously that's why we're going to have this conversation, this little pod for you.
I mean, basically all it was all 40 people getting together, getting hammered and reminiscing about everything that the challenge is. It was like, I mean, I could have watched 4 hours of that. It was perfect for weirdos like us that love the challenge.
Yeah, it was nostalgic. I mean, they showed so many clips from the past. There was even emotions in there with CT in the gym and pictures of Diem. There was just, it had everything. There was already people getting naked. It's crazy.
I was going to say, one of the rare episodes that made me actually emotional.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
It had everything.
Yeah, it had food on sticks. It had people drinking Heinekens with the challenge, you know, stickers on it.
Which, about time, right? That one of the beer brands is like, you know what? Let's just sponsor it. Let's just, you know, fine.
Yeah. Like, because everybody, I was like, well, that's obviously a Heineken. Like, it's just... Oh, I mean, there's so many people that I didn't even know were coming back. Maybe this stuff was announced. Maybe the cast was announced. But there are so many people when I look at this, I was like, wow, they just haven't been on shows. I mean, Jenny is back, obviously. Big fan. I'm a big fan there. Theo, I'm really happy to see Theo back.
Me too.
Surprise. I don't understand what's going on. Is one eye fake? It looks great if it is.
It looks great. It looks great.
Yeah. Like, I was really surprised, but I'm really happy he's back. Especially because is he on in the same era as Pauly?
Yeah, I think he's on the, let me see, I have a little cheat sheet up because there's so many people in this.
Yeah.
Yes, right? He's in the newest one, Era 4.
Okay, yeah. Like, and they obviously recapped some of that drama, which was fantastic. Yeah, I was excited about those two. I mean, I'm just going through the list here. Like, I mean, Brad now is back for a full season.
With some horrible hair plugs.
Dude.
Just, like, worse than Kyle's.
Yeah, it's bad. Just, he should take him out of his beard. Emily. I was excited to see Emily. Yep. Darrell, of course, CT, of course. You know, Bananas, the usuals. Knew it was going to be Jordan coming in at the end.
I mean, come on.
Why did they even bother with the mystery person? Plus, they show clips of him when they're talking about that era. I was like, you kind of gave it away.
And he was like, oh, I just got finished a race. This is the sooner. And as soon as I get here, he's like, he definitely asked for, like, I want my own entrance.
Yeah, I'm not doing it unless I get to advertise that I'm a race car driver and take some fans. I mean, how excited are you to see Leroy in here?
I mean, that retirement didn't last very long. I think we got two seasons and now he's back. I'm thrilled.
Totally. Totally.
I think, and, you know, we can get into this. Since it's season 40, I think a lot of people that would have said they were done are obviously back. I mean, there's people I never thought would come back. But I bet that there's a little bit of a pact with some of these people. Like, this is it. One more. Even if they don't announce it yet.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, this to me had very final season. Like, it just feels like it's the final season of the challenge. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
To this podcast, maybe.
Definitely. There's a very, very good chance.
I could see them just now doing spinoffs after this. Like, I don't know how you, and again, we're just going to assume that this is going to be an incredible season because it's set up to be. I don't know what you do after this, that you go back to, like, yeah, and now it's people I used to hate and it's mostly new people. Like,
right. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know either. It feels like it's the final send off. I know they, like, last season they talked about, oh, this, well, what would be now Era 4, there's all these, like, taking the torch and stuff, but, like, I don't know. It just feels like it's the end here.
And they had to do it after last season. I mean, last season ended up ending well, but with all new people, it was rough. They really need some of these vets to carry this.
Yeah, totally. I was also thinking, like, who do you think is missing from this cast? Who would you like to see?
Well, I jotted down a bunch of names, and it was more like, trust me, we're very lucky with this cast, but I was just like writing down, because when they would go through the errors and the clips, you would see a bunch of people that are not there. So just like, this was just random in no order, but I was like, all right, Wes, Frank, Jenna and Zach, Nani's missing, Fessy, Killicam, Mariah, who's banned for obvious reasons because Johnny Vanessa is there. But then like super old school ones like Coral, Theo Von, who is now too famous to be on this. The Miz from WWE should be on here. He was a multi-time champion on this show. So those were the ones that stood out to me. Oh, and Paula Walnuts I had too. How about you?
I mean, the biggest ones that like, I mean, Nani is a huge one, I think, to me. Like, he's been such a staple throughout such a long time. And it's crazy to me because Casey's there. So I would have thought that Nani would have signed up, you know, right away.
Yeah.
I also thought Wes, as you're saying there, like, just, I don't know.
Wes feels like the biggest one in some ways. Like, I would.
Yeah, say, right.
Like, if there were a challenge Hall of Fame, he's a first ballot inductee.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, like, he's just a big part of it, it feels like. Missing Turbo. I wish Turbo was there.
See, I didn't even have him down.
Yeah, Turbo, I think, is the only one that I had that you did not have. But Turbo, I don't know, just in that mix, again, like, the egos that are present in this cast on the male side of things and on the female side. I mean, the female side is stacked for the most part. Like, I'm really excited about that. But talking about the guys, I mean, like, there's so many guys here that are like, you know, obviously you got Paulie, you got Theo. Just, it's out of the roof. And I think Turbo would have just sent it way, way out of the park. Like, it would have been crazy and super fun to watch. And Turbo mixing with like the old legend kind of guys, like, I think that would just be really weird and like,
and not respecting them in any way.
Totally. And it would just be like, but these old guys would be like, I'm not going to mess with this dude, you know, like, so how are they going to like navigate that? I think it would have just brought a dynamic that I will miss, but I don't know. I'm super excited. I'm also excited. I wanted to mention too, Naya. I'm really excited she's back.
The hurricane herself.
Yeah, it was sad to hear her, like, you know, the things that she's dealing with, but I'm just happy she's back. It's good to see her back here. So,
yeah, I was thrilled to see her. I think the way they set it up, and on paper, I was worried about this. So they all come in. They announce that it's going to be split up basically by age. It's into different eras. There's four eras. So it goes all the way back 20 years ago to now. And just hearing that, I was like, ah, shit, the oldest people are going to have a lot of trouble. And CT is stuck in that group. But then I'm looking at this lineup and like, somehow Johnny Bananas is in the second era. And the guys on his team are way worse than the OG team. So, like, it seems way more even than I would have guessed it would be.
Totally. I thought the same exact thing. I wrote that. I thought the old people, like, these old geezers going to be having a hard time. They're going to be less aggressive. But then I think what's funny, too, I think in the edit they showed, like, especially the women, they were like, oh, this woman on the team owns, like, a fitness class or what, you know, like, has a whole fitness program. And I was like, oh, damn, like... And some are total beasts. Like, I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. And then, like you said, CT's there too. So, that era one is like, don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them. I think they're going to be pretty good. I was surprised. I didn't even realize like who fell into what era. Like, I almost thought that CT was on the border of era two because Bananas is there. But then, like, obviously they divvied it up. I was like, oh my God, I can't even. Can you believe CT been around that long? Like, that's crazy.
I was thinking about it, and then I looked up his real world season, and I think it was when I was like a senior in high school. So it
Right.
started to make sense.
Totally. Totally. Like, I mean, what was crazy to me is thinking like, wow, he's in the era with like the All Stars, right? Like when they did the All Star seasons on Paramount Plus. And like watching a couple episodes of that, I was like, these people don't got it. You know,
No,
like a lot of them
and
are
there's
just
people in era three on this that have only done All Stars recently. So that goes to show you like how he's still sticking with the best of the best. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I'm
Now, can we talk one thing about CT? And maybe this is because they were showing old clips. Not his the best shape he's ever shown up in the last 5 years, would you say?
No, I yeah, we all thought last season when he showed up, he was gonna take it as like a wake-up call, and I don't think he really has. But you know what? Who knows? I mean, the thing is with CT, I feel like he's still got that beast in him, you know. He's obviously not in that top cardio shape, but I think he's still gonna put in through the dailies. Like, I'm sure he's still got a lot of that muscle lying underneath. You know, whatever layers on top. I'm not going to say what it is, but just in case, I'm sure he'll show us up. But yeah, I'm excited he's there anyway. Just to see him on this show always makes me happy. And then after watching him on what was that other NBC show that we just watched with the reality stars, fuck, in Scotland, whatever the fuck that
Traders.
is, Traitors. Watching him on Traitors was really fun.
And seeing him on Traders, it's clear that the mental game, the politics, still all-time high.
Yeah, all time. He's sharp. He's sharp. I mean, he's such a smart dude. So, he's still a force. He's still a force to be reckoned with, you know? I mean, I look at a guy like CT, and then I see Mark on that era, and like Mark obviously 52 doing his wrestling or whatever. I was like, okay, this is impressive. I mean, for some reason he strikes me as someone who's gonna fall apart, but like clearly he's like in great shape. So it'd be interesting. I'm curious what the challenges are like too, you know?
I am too. And I guess, knowing TJ, these teams could always go away halfway through the season, I guess, once you start whittling people out.
Totally.
But for now, like, let's pretend that this is the way it goes the whole time. I think that they're going to have to find some bit of fairness because even like, all right, Brad and Darrell, who still look like they're in great shape for late 40s or whatever they are,
Yeah.
recent appearances. Younger people were smoking them at least like on foot.
Yeah. That will be interesting to watch. 'Cause yes, you're 100% right. Like someone like Kylan and Horacio are gonna, you know, anything that's quick and agile, they're gonna smoke those guys.
Yeah. And then, but you're right, like the women on the Era One, a lot that we haven't seen in a while, like Rachel looks like she's in the best shape of her life.
Yep.
Katie looks way better than she did in the clips. Like there, I was like, whoa, Katie's
Yeah.
back.
Yeah. Honestly, the only woman on this cast that I would consider like a layup is Olivia, really. And like, I don't even know if she's quite a layup. I mean, she's obviously been to a final. She's done pretty well. So kind of hard to make, or she did she win? She win, she won one, right? Shit, she'd been to two finals. Am I
Yeah.
getting fucking hell? So not really a layup. I don't know. Like, you know, just last season made me feel like, oh, she's kind of a layup. But yeah, I don't think there's any weakness on the female side of this. Some of the guys, you know, whatever. But
I think unfortunately it would have to be Anissa.
Anissa, yes. Okay.
And
Yeah.
again, she, you never know. Like there are certain eliminations where she just turns it on, turns
Yeah.
back the clock.
100%. 100%. As
Was there
definitely.
anybody that showed up that you were like, who the hell is that?
There's a bunch. You know what was funny to me was Era 3.
Yep.
In my own viewership, like I remember some of Era 1's cloudy for me because it's like early high school. But like Era 1 and 2, and like 2 is full of people that have just stuck around, you know? Like I feel like a lot of people from stuck around. So that's like when I had free time watching MTV. Then Era 3, like I went away, didn't really watch it so much. And then Era 4 obviously coming back. So like Era 3, I was like, there's a bunch of people in here. I was like, I don't even know who the fuck these people are, but I'm sure they're great. I don't know. Like, I'm excited to learn and meet them and understand them and see what they're all about, you know?
It was weird to see which era some of these people are in because of like how long they've been away, where like, you know, Era 3, I think of Devin as like pretty new, you know, but then something like Avery, whose Real World was so long ago, I'm like, I haven't seen her in over a decade. I would have guessed she was in like Era 2, you know, like there was a bunch of those.
Totally. Yeah. I was like, what's the line? But I guess, I mean, it makes sense. It's just every 10 seasons. So who knows? Like, it'd be interesting to see like how long is season 1 to 10? Was that like a 5 year gap, you know, or was it like 12 years? And then there could be some like disparity there, but
yeah, it felt like there was a point in time, maybe the last 10, 12 years, that they started doing like 2 seasons a year instead of like before it was one, because they had other shows on MTV at one point in time. I don't know if you remember that, Warren. It wasn't all just Ridiculousness and The Challenge.
Yeah, well, did you see there's a preview for what was the show? Caught in the Act. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll see more previews for it over the season, but there's this show, Caught in the Act, clearly fake, but it's just like people caught cheating. There's
oh, like the old show Cheaters. They're just like bringing it back under a different name.
Like that, but it's like so clearly fake, because I mean, like, they showed a clip of like a guy in a massage place, like just sitting on a massage table, and there's a woman next to him, and like his penis is just out, like it's blurred. I'm like, okay, who's like putting out their penis when there's like clearly like a TV camera right there, you know? So yeah, you know, just interesting to see what they're pushing. I don't know if anybody from that show is going to make it in the challenge, but who knows, maybe.
Yeah, let's hope the penis guy makes an appearance.
Makes it for
speaking of which, tons of penises last night on this episode. Devin leading the way with the penis.
I was surprised. Devin just putting it all out there. I don't know. I guess I was gonna say he never struck me as like someone who's just gonna like get naked and jump in the pool, but maybe he is.
I think season 40. He's looking around at all these legends. Like, I feel like he took it as an entertainer, as a challenge that he had to like step it up. It was interesting to see like who was fighting for attention on this and who was just like Bananas was oddly reserved. Like, I thought he was going to try and show up Rachel after her little speech, you know, like, but he didn't. But then you have Devin that's like, all right, I got to show my ass immediately because everybody's waiting for me to make a move.
Yeah, I got to do something. Yeah, I'm excited to watch Devin amongst all these people. And again, see how, because obviously he's a jokester. He likes to poke the bear. But like, which bears is he going to poke? You know, like, is it going to be all basically season 4 people? Or will he like get on the nerves of season 1 and or era of 1 and 2? You know, like, curious to see what battles he picks.
Yes. And I'm also like, I don't really have too much of a fear for Era 1 getting along. That just comes with age. You know, you're more patient with people.
Yep.
Era 2, I start to get a little worried with Cara Maria, but that's about it. Era 3 and Era 4, it's going to be instant fighting right away.
Yep. Yeah. The Cara Maria Laurel thing, like they already touched on it last night. Obviously, there's the history there. But I also think they kind of try to make it more awkward than what it is. I think they're starting, a little better. And then there was the Amanda dynamic in there too. So Cara Maria just has enemies, and like you said.
I like that she said, and people used to kick me out of the seasons because I was weird. It's like, it's never been because you're weird. It's always been because you're annoying, and you're still annoying. You'll never learn.
You're a horse whisperer. But I think, I don't remember whose talking head said it last night too. They're just like, you know, I think it was Brad. So wise, Brad, once gave us advice on how to keep our gains during COVID. But that Cara Maria just likes to play the victim a lot. And it was you know, it's pretty true. I think it's pretty true. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to see that dynamic. And then, like you said, 3 and 4, probably a lot of fighting right away of who's the man, who's going to take control, who's like calling the shots. And yeah, interesting to see what the team dynamic is of, like, how is the game played and who votes and like who wins and how are people eliminated? Because it's been a while since we've seen a team game, I think, right? I mean,
did I think last so, season start yeah. as a team? I mean, lately they'll do like two giant teams.
Yeah, right.
But it's based on nothing. It's like, oh, there's a blue team and a red team, and you know.
Yeah. So like four teams basically. I mean, could just be a whole interesting dynamic. Which is seems to be my word of the podcast, dynamic. Just talking about dynamism.
Should we make a couple predictions, wrap this up? What do you think?
Yeah. What should we predict on? What should we predict? I mean,
if you had to pick one male, one female winner.
Oof.
Punch. Who do you got?
Man. Just 1 and 1. I think Jenny on the female side. And the reason I say that is she doesn't have a lot of history, which could go against her, but she also doesn't rock the boat, you know, like she plays it cool. She's under the radar, but she shows up when she needs to. We've seen that she can like do some damage. So I'm looking at Jenny. Plus I'm always a fan. You know, that the clip that they showed of her last night, too, of her showing up at the top of the mountain. She's like, what? I won? And it's like, yeah, no one's even fucking close. Like, of course you won.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a soul within right. 3.
Take a seat. You have 6 hours to kill.
Yeah. Stay warm. Huddle up.
Including like, the men that haven't even come close.
Yeah. So I see Jenny. The guys, I think, is harder. You know, I'm going to pick someone who I want to win. Do I know if they're going to win or whatever? Like, I have no idea. It's a really tight race, but I want Leroy to win. I want Leroy to win. I want him to get that W. Never got
I would
it.
Love for that to be the case. I agree. I won't repeat any of yours, but I agree. Like, Jenny is made for this in several different ways. But I think, unfortunately, I'm going to say Jordan for the men. I feel like he's the best mix of, like, wise and still at the top of his game.
Yep.
And then watching last night, Emily seems to be in great shape. She was one of the best to ever do this. One of those people that I'm like, why did she stop doing this? Like, if she does really well on this, will she be kicking herself for not competing the last, you know, decade? But then some like dark horses. Yeah, Leroy, I would love to see pull this out.
Yeah, I think Jordan's such a good pick. I mean, he's so crafty and smart. As long as he doesn't get caught up like emotionally, I think, with Paulie being there, obviously, like they kind of clashed a bit, you know, or he just in the past, he's obviously gotten like emotionally caught up in things. If he can keep it together, he's a fantastic pick. And then Emily, too, so impressive. Like, again, like, they showed her in the beginning of the episode and I was like, oh yeah, she's totally like, you know, one of those older people. When I was thinking like, oh, these older people. And then they showed her doing like the American Ninja Warrior kind of shit and like jumping from monkey bar to monkey bar, whatever it was. Like, I was like, dude, that's the kind of stuff that's like, that kicks ass on this show.
It does. It's all like what you can do with your own body weight, I feel like, is what it comes down to sometimes.
Exactly. Exactly. Functional kind of fitness. Whatever that is.
Functional fitness. Love it.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to do before we wrap this up, heading into season?
Listen, you know, I think we can skip the killed it, send it home kind of stuff. I just, you know, was thinking I still had an MVP and a loser. The MVP, I just want to say for me, and I don't know if you want to do some MVPs too and losers.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? My MVP of this episode is all of us, you know, all of us viewing. I think this is going to be the best episode or best episode, the best season that we've seen in a long time. TJ said, this is going to be sick. I don't think he was underestimating it. There's so many stacked people in this. You know, alcohol's back. People are getting naked on night one. There's lots of loaded drama in history. Hopefully, a lot of it gets rehashed in the middle of the game. I'm hoping we get some sloppy fights or whatever it is. Just, I want that old school challenge back. I mean, you know, I talked about Car Maria being a horse whisperer. I don't know if you saw Josh, but he looks like he's a cross between Thanos and Sean Paul. And then Paulie is dressed like the Berlin version of George Michael. So I am just so excited.
I think my MVP would be TJ. I mean, he gave a great speech, brought a tear to my eye about how much these people have grown. And that might not even be true, TJ, but it was nice of you to say it.
Yeah, it was like a little questionable, but, you know, also thinking like, I mean, I think TJ's younger than a bunch of the guys from Era One, isn't he?
I think that's fair to say. I don't know that he's 52. Like, is Mark Long the oldest on this show? I think so.
Probably. I mean, he's the only guy over 50 who's probably like willing to do this anymore.
I'll look it up while you give me your loser. Oh, he's 47. There we go. So yeah, he's younger than some of the contestants.
Yeah. Yeah. So my loser tonight, I'm going to go with Amanda. Because look, she just jumped into a bunch of drama. She's already got some enemies on her own team. And then she said, you know, obviously tried to bury the hatchet with Car Maria. I think it's going to come right back. You know, she said also, it was just kind of a weird way to say it. She said, bury the hatchet. She buried her horse or something. I was like, oof, that was just not.
I thought that was kind of a good line, to be honest. And I hate him.
I don't know. Just, to me, I was like, that's a little bit like, look it. I'll make fun of Cara Maria for loving horses, but a dead horse is a sad thing. You know, dead pets, I don't know, soft spot in my heart. So I was just like, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, I think it's Amanda. But she knows the role she plays. So that's it for me, yeah. Who's your loser, Danny?
I'm going to make it a couple, and that's Paulie and Cara Maria. Just like... not excited at all to see them. I don't know what's going on with Paulie's look these days. I can't believe it's taken us this long to get there. I have no idea where he's modeling this look after, where he's purchasing these clothes. I mean, it's awful. Car Maria came back with even more dream catchers hanging out of her hair. I mean, they're so annoying, and they clearly haven't learned from their time away. But they act like, you know, hey, the celebrities are back. It's like, nobody watches this show for you two. Trust me.
Such a good loser pick. I mean, always a great pick for losers. And like you said, yeah, where are they getting this fashion from? I mean, it looks like they were like, you know, they survived the apocalypse and the world became Mad Max, but like more gothic even. And right. Then they like somehow.
It's time for makeup, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the makeup was still around in the apocalypse, Mad Max era, and then somehow came back to our time.
Truly awful.
Where do you buy those clothes? Where do you buy a tank top with like an extra sleeve for a third arm that's growing out of your shoulder? You know?
Right.
Where do you
find with holes in it? Like, yeah, like where does one even, is it on the internet? Is there a store like this in the mall? Where does this happen?
Right. And where does a guy get off wearing that kind of stuff, you know? Come on. Like, if I look at a garment and I don't know how to hang it, that means that's something a woman wears. Like, anytime I try to hang my wife's clothes, I'm like, I don't know what goes on what and how this thing gets done. If I held up that shirt that Paulie was wearing, I wouldn't know how to put that on a hanger.
No, because it doesn't have a neck hole. It's not an article of clothing. It's just cloth.
You have two options for your neck. You could put it on the left side or the right side. Unless maybe it was made for someone with two heads. I don't know. Siamese twins, like that's a Siamese twin tank top. Could be. Or conjoined twins? Is that conjoined twins? There you go.
Just picture him packing for the show. Carl, where did I put that shirt that has four head holes in it? I want to wear that next one.
Where did I put my conjoined twin tank top?
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Yep, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I can't wait till Wednesday.
Yeah, next week, episode one of season 40. This is going to be the best one ever. Jameson will be back, he claims, live from Italy. So until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Yeah, ciao. Don't be a layup.
See, it's been so long. Don't be a layup. Don't be a quitter. And we both killed it.
We killed it. Let's go.
We're back.